Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, it's time to wreck people's lives with a little thing we call great.
Help.
Mate. Oh,
help
yeah.
Help.
Oh.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's a Slacker Show's Great Mate Donate.
We have two people. What's going on?
They're a lovely couple today. Yes. Emily and Chris are on the phone, and they have a disagreement about their dream home.
Hmm. Ooh.
Oh. Okay. Emily won the toss. She gets to go first. Emily?
Yay!
Yay! What's your side of this whole thing?
Okay, so of course I'm right. You know, women are always right.
Well, she's not wrong.
And we've moved the numbers around on the show, so majorities can actually, okay. What's going on?
Okay, so we have been saving for quite some time for our dream home. And so we have built up a little nest egg to buy it.
Sweet.
But in the meantime, my mom has been declining in health, and she's going to need to move into a retirement facility. So the house I grew up in is now for sale. She wants to sell it to us at a reduced price. And
not bad.
So I want to, like, now that's my dream home. I want to raise my kids where I was raised. And, like,
that's lovely.
That is lovely.
Yeah, so I know I've changed my tune because we were looking at a different part of town, and we were, you know, really weren't thinking about moving into the house I grew up in. I understand his concerns. However, this has become my dream now, and I think it's even better for us because we'll get a good deal. We don't have to spend everything we've been saving.
How much work does it need, though? Because I'm assuming that it hasn't been
updated.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, that's true. So we can use some of the money to update it. She's kept it up. It's not falling down or anything. But, you know, it's not as modern as we would like.
I'm not 100% sure the women are going to win this one.
I don't know if I see a problem with this. What? I think it's like a beautiful sentiment.
Yes.
It's like full circle, right? If I could raise
my
kids where I was raised, like, that's so rare to be able to have that experience.
Your husband
had a dream home.
Yeah, and now you're building a life together that's not going to go backwards. You go forwards.
Wow, Aaron's already against you, and we haven't even heard Chris's side. Chris, you want to jump in here?
Yeah.
I think we know what your side is, but do you want to say it? Like,
yeah, sure. The house is run down, baby. It's not the neighborhood you grew up in. I mean, it's not our plan. It's not what we wanted. And I wanted to move in something completely on the other side of town. And it's not what we've been planning, you know? just, I mean, I'm handy. I'm handy. I'm a man, and I'm handy. Mm-hmm. I'm handy with my checkbook.
Okay. I love you for that and all the ways that you are.
But so is it just not even, I mean, is it not even like the, I know the side of town and everything, but is it not even the style? Because like, is it an older house and you were thinking like modern? Like what was your...
Well, we were thinking new construction and mm-hmm. saving enough the money for that. Mm. And then all of a sudden, and I am sincerely sorry that your mother has to go into a nursing home, but mm-hmm. you know, it's just not what we were planning, baby. And I know it's your childhood home, but mm-hmm. I don't know.
So you can't bear the idea, Emily, of somebody else living there? Or
that's it. Yeah. Because once it's sold, like I'll never get to have that as an option again, you know?
I mean,
it's
hard.
Something to me. I had a really good childhood, and place is important. And I know the neighborhood isn't exactly as great as it was when I was growing up there.
Yeah, which also means the schools aren't going to be as great either.
Do you guys have kids yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number. I don't think we've ever decided something quite this large. Like, this is hundreds of thousands of dollars that are on the line here. And you are admitting you've changed your mind. But I do, like, the home I grew up in is still where my mom lives. But I think I'd be okay if someone else lived there. Like, that. Does anybody still have their family home?
No, my parents divorced.
It's all gone, right?
Yeah, it's gone.
My parents still live in the house that I mainly grew up in, yeah.
Would you ever go back? Let's pretend you didn't love Colorado. Would you ever want to go back to that place?
So that's interesting. I get it because she did change her mind, but also because this opportunity that she never considered came up. And so I don't know what I'd say in that situation, especially if it were a deal and it's something I don't, you know.
The deal part does sweeten it, Emily. I mean, it's...
like I can see it going, oh, I've never really even thought about that. But now that I am thinking about it, I love it. And I get that.
And then they could put the extra money like to college or something for their kids that they want to have.
Mm-hmm. Or it's going to go into all of the repairs that it needs.
Yeah.
To this junk.
But how many repairs are we talking?
Listen, you just moved here. Like, here's my thing. Like, you had a very specific part of town you wanted to move to. And if somebody said, no, you can come up to Commerce City where...
Well, I'm not going to go there. It's very far away.
That's what I'm... Like, he had his heart set on a place.
Yeah.
And deal or no, it's...
Mm-hmm. There's something kind of romantic about it, though. Like, that's what's hanging me up, especially fixing it up kind of together. Like, we could get an HGTV show out of it, maybe. Like, it's like...
Okay, you're kind of dreaming big here, but...
Yes.
Well, you know, you also have to take into consideration, Emily, you know, the commute time. You know, it's across town, so that's going to add time to you, you know, getting up and going to work and work commute time. And only right now, you pretty much fall out of bed and go to work.
This is such a typical argument between men and women that...
Because women have feelings?
Yes. Because women lead with their heart.
As we
should. And men lead with their head. He's being very logical. And she's just like, that's my childhood home.
Yeah, but maybe like life is about leading with your heart and not being so...
Yeah, Chris.
Chris, that wasn't a...
Yeah, no, I think that was more directed at me than you, dude. Yeah, but
sure was.
Hang on tight, you guys. We're going to get you a jury.
Don't get me wrong. I think it's adorable that she has those wonderful feelings towards that home. But if that were me, I want to give those new feelings, those memories to my kids in their own place. I want to do that in a place my husband and I decide on together.
Right.
Like, start new. That chapter's closed. Start new. Start together.
Oh, you were right.
But the deal is the... And I'm shocked Chris isn't, but he's just doing, like, the commute. It's not the side of town, right. Blah, blah, blah. But, like, if I could save, and I'm talking...
Hundreds of thousands. Yeah.
Then it becomes a... Like, I can drive an extra 20 minutes for $100,000.
Yeah, but what if it's an extra hour both ways?
I don't know. And if the money's already spent in Chris's head, it's like that money is for my dream house and I'll get the house. But
rather for the repairs I will have to manually do in this house that I don't necessarily want.
Someone.
Yeah. All right, you guys pick a side. Do we buy mom's childhood home or do we stick with the plan we made from the beginning? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have a lovely couple, as Tiak likes to say. It's Emily and Chris. They've been saving up for their dream house. They're ready to do it. But now she wants to call an audible and move into her childhood home.
Mm. Well, yeah. She wants to buy it from her mom. It's not like they're moving in with her mom.
But that's not.
But it's still a change of plans.
Definitely a change of plans. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's, you're going to get a discount.
Huge.
It's now her dream. She doesn't want to see anyone else live in it. And you got to support selfish. Your wife.
All right, Emily, Chris, we've lined up a jury. So feel free to jump in with any of them if you like or dislike what they're saying. And let's get started with Diane. Whose side are you on?
Well, I'm on his side, and the only reason, I mean, I do real estate, so I know that she's really leading with emotion and sentiment, but you also don't want resentment to get into their relationship by him not getting what, you know, he and they once wanted. But remodels can be, you know, a can of worms. Once you peel back the layer, you could find that you have something else wrong.
Yeah,
things aren't great. But honestly, I think starting fresh with what they both wanted, and when she said leading with her heart, well, I can say how many times did our heart give us really bad advice when we didn't use our logic with it, you know? So I vote
She is betraying the girl code like no woman ever has in the history of mankind.
Following your heart always leads to good things.
No, it doesn't.
No.
No, I mean, it does.
For me. It can, but I mean, think about all the breakups that we thought this was the one. This was our love of our life.
Yep.
Things change, and your heart is, it's great to have that, but you have to use your brain and your Thank logic. You. And an old house can come with a lot of problems.
Chris pokes his head back up. He says, Thank you, Diane. Appreciate the call. Jordan.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Why?
You know, save up money and everything and get a better house.
You...
Okay. That sounds like a very smart man. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Here's the thing. I'm going back over what the realtor said, and she's saying he'll be resentful.
Right.
If you do what she wants. But what about her being resentful for not doing it?
You make an amazing point.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be resent.
Especially, she's going to know that the house sold to somebody else. Like, she's going to have to...
But you have to just let that house get another happy family.
Okay. I might be flip-flopping on this one. It's the discount that I can't get over.
Yeah.
Like, it's because, Aaron, you've talked about this. You can't afford a house. Yeah. You're never going to be able to get a house.
I will probably never be able to afford a house in Colorado.
Well, I mean, she...
On my own.
Oh, okay, fair.
But it's like, if somebody said, how about if I give you one for $200,000 off? It's like, oh, well, suddenly it's affordable. Because you...
Maybe not. Still not in Colorado.
Sorry. Charisse.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Well, originally, I was definitely on the woman's side. Because I also am a woman, so I'm leading with my heart. But I was really, really, really convinced. I was sentimental. I was like, oh, I get a little discount. Okay, a little fixer up, something. But then, as I was waiting for the conversation to kind of go to commercial,
yeah.
I'm not even joking you, and I don't know if you guys heard it or not, but there was a spaz out. And I don't know if it was Aaron's voice or Erica's voice, but somebody just goes, start new. And it just repeated. Start new. It just stopped. Wow. And I'm like, that is a sign from whatever. That's my own thing.
It's just Aaron.
Aaron is not influential in any other way, shape, or form.
She was the voice of God.
That's amazing. All right.
Start new.
Thank you, Charisse.
I like it.
Here's the deal, Emily. We've combed the Tri-County area.
Mm-hmm.
Tiak, is there a human being on planet Earth?
No, it was a skunking. Everyone
says... There were a couple texters, I will say.
Really?
On our side, okay. Yeah.
But
does no one have a soul? Well, in this room.
Well, I think the real estate agent had a point, you know, about it being emotional. And the last thing I need is more. I don't need our marriage taking a strain because of, you know, money and a house. It's just not worth that, I don't think. And the discount,
it's not worth it.
I get it. It's money, man. Money never is. Money solves a lot of problems, but also creates a lot of problems too. So,
all right.
Okay.
Well, congrats. You're getting the house you want, and your wife is going to cry in it every single day.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
All right, everyone. It's
news.
Oh, no.
No.
News.
It just does.
Okay. No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope. Gung gung.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what just happened.
Gung gung.
Everything. You're right. Okay. Everything's falling apart. It's just full disclosure. We'll probably talk about this more than one time on the show today. At least two people in this room are hungover as hell.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. And the other two are professional.
Also, I have a tooth that is doing something.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. I know this isn't news or nope, but like, I just want everybody to know there's a chance I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I might need to get surgery on this tooth.
What? I would say that is news.
Yeah.
News.
There's
news.
It's like my face is red. Is it not? Is my face not? Like right now, this
is
like
not
touch. Yes. Like the whole side. And I hate talking about this with Erin in the room because she is. Erin, you know I adore you. But you are so. You're so Johnny on the spot with Google. And anytime I'm like, there's been times where I'm like, my knee's being weird. And she's like, it's Ewing sarcoma. You're probably going to die within. And you're like,
don't say that. I don't jump to conclusions like that. But I'm like, oh, you might have a torn ACL. You might have whatever. Oh,
yeah, but you jump pretty far.
You told me about your tooth, I said it might be an infection. And that's not bad.
No, it's probably right.
When I complained about it a little bit yesterday, I thought you said something like could be a brain tumor or something.
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I didn't even Google it yesterday. Today was the first day.
Well, then you just made stuff up from your previous Googles.
I didn't say anything about a tumor.
I think you did.
I did not.
You didn't?
Nope.
Okay. It's not a tumor.
It's not. Okay, so anyway, I have that. And so do we want to just start over now?
No.
Nope. No.
There you go. Oh, it's working again.
Oh.
All right. Who's going?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Raw dogging is out.
What are you doing?
No!
Hold up.
What? No!
No, okay.
Hold up. I just want, if you haven't guessed already who the hungover people are, one of them just said raw dogging is out.
And then couldn't get through the rest
of
the sentence.
What is going? Be a journalist.
Is in. I am being a journalist.
Raw dogging. Which kind of raw dogging?
The plain one.
It's back in?
No. Barebacking is the new thing now. So this is when you're commuting to work.
Okay.
Particularly people who might be on public transportation.
Okay.
No headphones, no sunglasses. You're staring at someone.
So that's called barebacking?
Apparently.
Mm. So no, yeah, I like it.
Like nothing. So for us, if we drive to work, just no music, maybe give the car next to you a little stare down at the stoplight.
Are you being serious? I would never do this.
No.
That's, what? Sometimes you got to hear the car. My father-in-law does that because he's a car guy, so he won't listen to anything. You got to listen to the car to know.
Psychopath.
Like, something's wrong, or, you know, you can hear it pulling to the left a little bit.
Oh, God. Okay. I already know that people are the angry texts are coming in, so I'm just going to shoot the moon right here. I know that people think I'm crazy. I know that you all think I need help and whatever.
Yeah.
I can't be in silence.
Yeah, that
because if I'm in silence, then the internal dialogue kicks in, and it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So you get me, right, Erin?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're the same, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You just got to have something. Like when I'm screwing around my house, I just turn ESPN on and I don't even like ESPN. I just have to have, I'll listen to Stephen A. Smith just scream so I'm not screaming in my own head.
Yeah, this is definitely an alarm.
Yeah, I can't. No, yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't it be better for someone like the two of you, I guess, to try it then?
I'm okay with the silence in my house. I don't know why, but car, no, absolutely not.
I get that.
Oh my God. Because my car is quiet too. So then it would just be, it'd be like, have you ever seen that thing? It's like the world's most quiet room. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Most people like go insane within like 7 minutes or something.
In like certifiably insane. Because you go in this room and it's so quiet. You think you've been in a quiet room. You haven't. You get in there and you can hear your blood.
Ew.
It's that quiet in there. So you just hear.
Ew.
You hear everything and you just lose your mind. I'm that way all the time. Mm. So
okay. Anyone got other news?
Raw dog, if you're on a bus.
Good evening.
Good evening.
George Lucas has finally explained why Yoda speaks backwards. News. news.
Let's go. This is news. How? Why? Because it's the stupidest thing in the world. And George Lucas is, he's made some real questionable calls. Because Jar Jar Binks is horrible.
Oh, no.
You do not like Jar Jar.
I love him. He looks like he's going to Coachella.
Oh, my God.
If we had known this, other people in the room, if we had known this, would she have gotten this job?
No. Any Star Wars liking is
also, by the way, I've only seen like one Star Wars movie, so.
No, okay. No, she'd get the job. That's pretty good.
Why? Okay, explain to us why Jar Jar is an idiot.
It was done with it. Well,
I'm sorry. Why Yoda? Yeah.
He said it was done on purpose because people don't listen that much. But if he has an accent or is really hard to understand, people are going to focus more.
Oh.
And Yoda being like the philosopher of the entire thing, they really wanted everyone to pay attention to him, especially like the 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
It was, you know, important.
Because it's like, he's going, you already know what you need to know. But he wouldn't say that. He's like, I already know you what you need to know. He's like, I already know you? What,
do
what
or
you
do doing? Not. There is no try.
Yes. Okay, T.H.
He sounds wise.
Oh, there's, he's never seen them either.
You? No, he's one of you.
Yeah. No, I've never seen any of them. No.
Yeah.
People are getting fired and my tooth hurts. What's your story?
Good evening.
Good evening.
There is kind of a shocking story out of the Pittsburgh area of
Hold on, I've got it.
Oh.
Of a pet funeral home director who was up to some shady business.
Oh,
apparently, people were bringing their pets to him to have them be cremated, and he was just giving them back random ashes. Not actually their pet. He was just...
Why? Like,
what was he doing with their pet?
He was just disposing of them, basically, and then was just giving that. He just wasn't keeping track of anything. It was just kind of like, you give us a pet, like, oh, here's some ashes. And it wasn't until an intern started interning there and started noticing discrepancies and stuff that she, like, reported him, and he's in big trouble now. So.
Way to go for the intern.
Yeah. Speak up. See something. Say something. Something, say something.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got into a debate this morning.
Oh, boy.
And I feel like none of you are going to take my side. Actually, maybe Slacker will here.
Nope.
Okay, perfect. Well, actually, I don't need to bring it up.
What? With whom?
It was with a friend. I was like FaceTiming them, and I had my dog Swanson on my lap, and he was falling asleep. And I said, he's my baby. And this friend was like, pets are not anything like having a baby.
Oh boy.
And I know T-Hack.
Look at T-Hack already. He like sat up in his chair.
He licked his lips.
Relax, bro. Yeah. What was that? That's like.
Well, your friend is right.
No.
You have no soul. Okay.
No, I'm just a rational adult male who
realizes children
are different than pets. And for you to have kids and disagree, go ahead. I welcome you to.
They're dependent on you in a bigger way than your children are. Like, your children are that dependent on you.
No, no, absolutely not. My dogs would last way longer outside than my kids.
Oh, okay. Well, let's not try.
I have tried.
Can I?
I'm in the puppy stage with him. He's five months old. He's
adorable.
Maybe he's the cutest. Wiener dog.
We need, like, does he have an Insta?
He does have an Insta. It's Swanson_the_doxy. So,
oh my God. I was being facetious and I can't believe you just, oh God. And everyone, how much content does he have on there? Does he have a lot of followers?
I've really, really been slacking because slacking. No, because we moved and I started a new job. So I, you know, when I was unemployed, I was able to focus on that more. But that is not the point. The point is...
He's your baby.
In the like early stages when he had just come home, I actually had just given birth to him. My mom even said to
Look
me...
Look at that face!
My mom even said to me, this can be harder than a newborn.
It can.
Why?
How?
Because
let me call
your potty training.
How?
Your potty training. Your crate training. You're trying to get them to walk on a leash. They can't go outside. They can't be around other dogs.
You do that with kids eventually, but it takes time. So therefore,
where are you at right now? Are you Switzerland or are you on?
She's been real quiet.
Yeah. What are you doing, Aaron?
Dogs are not humans. Dogs are dogs.
To be fair, they aren't. Humans.
They're not babies. Mm. They're not. And I understand the trend of dogs are the new babies. What is it? Like plants are the new dogs. Dogs are the new babies. Babies are the new, I don't know. Something.
Nobody's having babies.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, kids are kind of a luxury now. I don't know why we have two. Do you want them?
No! Are you talking about your dogs or your kids?
Well, yeah. we'll work something out.
You don't see how a dog could be harder than a kid?
No. No. In no way could I just put my kid in the laundry room and shut the door.
you can't do that to your dog either.
Yeah, you can.
They'll tear the crap out of your laundry room. You can put your kid in there and they will not harm anything.
Your kid also pees and poops in diapers for years. Whereas the dog pees on your bed, as I learned this week.
Yes.
And there's nothing I can do about it.
More difficult with a dog.
No. Absolutely not.
Yeah, well, dogs shouldn't be on the bed first place. So that's more, that's user error.
I'm not on your side for that one.
This is the weirdest conversation because Aaron is probably one of the biggest dog lovers I've ever met.
Yeah,
They're dogs are dogs. I would love to have a field of dogs that are my own. I do not want a baby.
Did you get your dog as a puppy?
No.
That's it.
Yeah.
You don't know the joy.
I'm not saying that it's not difficult. It totally is.
Right.
But more difficult than a child? No.
At times?
Yeah. At times.
No.
Because you also can't mess a dog up.
Yes, you can.
But you can't give
up.
Your dog will never go to therapy because of you.
They probably wish.
But every decision you make as a parent is like, well.
One's going to cost me down the road.
Yeah, no, Might as well screw that one up. Okay, don't put him in the laundry room. Got it.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We got a bunch of psychopaths in the room, right?
Yeah.
Has everybody done something? TAC found the story of some dude who... who got accused of cheating on his wife, and she did the rational thing and just chopped his toe off. Because that's what you do. Yeah. When you feel a woman scorned.
A toe? Are we sure it was actually the toe and not like a small something else?
I think he got off easy.
Yeah.
That's my thinking.
You do? Because you could have
chopped off something else. Yeah,
you're right. Because we've done this before when we've talked about relationship revenge. And I don't think I've done anything real drastic, but I have family members and stuff who have. But like, I remember distinctly a woman like let her husband like pass out and fall asleep, and then she super glued his junk to his
belly,
like,
right?
Abdomen.
What?
And I don't know if she got him in a state first. Like, so then as that state subsided, it's like, oh God, it's still stuck there. And it's like, it's just kind of, it's like stretching a rubber band and it's not going back, right? But you're like, I can't get it back.
This is the worst thing. I'm like actually bad, speechless. Though. What?
Why? Oh, because it might
stretch
be helping.
It out. Yeah, stretch it out.
Yeah. TAC, always glass half full with this one.
You know?
Yeah.
Touché. Also, do it again.
That feels illegal. Like at some point, the police could be called. Okay.
Right. Well, I want you to understand, cutting the toe off is also illegal.
Okay, and as you know, I have a big fear of prison.
Right. So like in the hierarchy, I think the toe's probably worse.
No.
From a legal standpoint?
Oh, yeah. Like cutting it off.
All you did was super glue, and you could be like, I was just walking by. I was trying to glue together like a Precious Moments figurine.
Or you could say I was walking by. He was sleeping on the couch. I was holding scissors. I or something. I don't know.
I dropped the scissors that cut off his toe.
Yeah, no.
Or like, I was holding a knife and it fell.
Because the toe sometimes is like, you gotta get in there. I don't think it comes off
easy. Are you gonna use bolt cutters? That's just one.
She did?
Just one. And you're gone.
You're right. That is a clean cut. Have you ever used them? It is awesome.
I need to leave the room. Okay. I'm gonna vomit. You can go. No, it's okay. I'm here.
No, okay. So basically we want, somebody broke your heart and then mm-hmm. you just took it back out on them. You're like, sometimes you have to. And mm-hmm. I said this off the air and I don't want anybody to out who it is. But somebody that I know, when he went through a divorce, he realized his wife was going to do better moving on in relations. Like he outkicked his coverage. And like, if she went out, she was going to get another man.
Okay.
Like that.
Sure.
So he told everybody in the town that she had a disease that was transmitted mm-hmm. from relations.
There we go.
It was incurable and deadly and prevented her. She had to move.
What?
Because everyone believed. Because it was it's a small town. And he basically told everybody, she's got this thing. That's why we got a divorce.
Oh, no.
That's just so immature.
He didn't chop anything off of her.
That's so immature.
It's so mean.
Okay. I'm real curious, Aaron and Erica, what kind of calls do you think we're about to get?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess. I support women who get revenge on their bad exes.
Right.
But if men are getting revenge, it's like they were probably the ones who caused the breakup. Anyway.
So would you like extra points if you're a female who did something horrific to a man?
I will literally root you on, girl.
Okay. All right, so if you've done something for revenge out of a relationship, we want to hear what you did. 303-222-5423. You can call that number or text it. Anybody?
There was one guy.
Oh, nobody's going to admit their own.
No, I truly don't think I've done any other than like moving on and being successful and happy.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Okay, Tiak, if anybody calls with that, don't let them through. Sure. The best revenge is like living.
I mean, I made sure I got the nice TV because I bought it.
Yeah. No, yeah. But it's got to be super glue or better.
You were living with?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah. Aaron's been through some... What were you going to say, Tiak? What's
your
story?
There's a guy, they weren't even broken up. They were dating. She went on a cruise with her family, and he had to stay home and like watch their pets, and he was real mad about it. So he called in a bomb threat on the cruise.
Oh, my God.
To just ruin her vacation so she'd come home and help him take care of the pets.
Oh, my. Bad person. So, like,
they weren't even broken up yet.
Hold up.
Now they will be.
Retell the story.
Okay.
But do it, flip the genders and see what happens.
So this guy left this poor woman alone just to go be with his family on a cruise ship. Oh. And so she felt invalidated.
Yeah, okay.
And so she called and warned them of potential danger.
Okay, yeah.
And for safety, they evacuated.
Yeah.
I would, in this case, agree that just don't call in a bomb threat. It's bad either way.
Okay.
But it's a good example. What was the one that was just, there was a story recently where it's kind of relationship revenge. She thought he was cheating.
Yeah, with her best friend.
And knew that he's like anaphylactic shock from bananas or something.
Yeah. Oh.
So she gave her best friend banana bread. Best friend ate banana bread, then did terrible things to his body, which caused him to go into anaphylactic shock.
Mm-hmm.
Like her relationship revenge was poisoning her husband through bodily fluids in his side piece.
She actually didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. She just made
banana bread. That whole thing was a guy doing it to his wife.
No, she made banana bread. Okay, yeah, that would be bad.
I know! It would be bad! It's not.
No, it's confirmation that you were right. Your sick other's cheating. You found out that.
You didn't give him bananas.
You didn't. You gave your best friend banana bread.
It's actually really nice.
So kind.
You guys. All right, Tiak, we're outgunned. So if you've done something horrifying in the name of revenge, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So are the ladies in the room ready to be just angry for the next few minutes?
Usually am.
Okay. It's relationship
ready to
revenge.
Get some ideas.
Heather?
Yay.
What kind of relationship revenge did you get?
My best friend's boyfriend cheated on her with one of our other friends while she was passed out in the bed next to her.
No.
That only happens in porn.
Yeah. And so she told me, and so I was like, I got this. I called him pretending that I was a nurse at Denver General.
Oh, boy.
And I explained, first I made sure that he was in a safe place and that he had someone who he was comfortable speaking with, and he said yes. And so then I explained to him that anytime someone comes into our clinic and tests positive for HIV, we ask
them
a list of their sexual partners for the last 6 months, both protected and unprotected, and his name was on the unprotected list. And then I set him up an appointment to come in and be tested and with therapy.
But none of it was real.
No. No.
Did he tell?
Fast forward 10 years later, I ran into him. And I was like, hey, his name, how was that HIV test? And he just looked at me and was like, that was you? And I was like, was that you sleeping with blah, blah, blah?
Oh my God.
10 years later.
You got to let it marinate.
Yeah.
You let it marinate.
That's the best revenge.
I mean, I probably wouldn't do that now as an adult. But
How old were you?
I was probably like 17.
Okay. Yeah. Young.
Okay.
A young nurse.
Tiak, help me out. If that had been a dude.
Yeah.
I think it's too far. I think it's too serious of a thing to joke about, but she was 17.
And they didn't give him HIV.
It doesn't matter. He walked into Denver General and went like, I guess I'm on a list. I got it. That happened.
It's so funny.
Oh my God. Chris.
Yikes.
Relationship revenge. What happened to you?
It's actually my daughter.
Okay.
She's 16, and it was a very abusive relationship.
Oh, boy. Now we want anything bad to happen to that dude.
Yeah.
And so when he showed up at the house to pick up his stuff, she put it all in a metal barrel and lit it all on fire.
That a girl
honestly could have done so much worse.
Yeah,
that's not that bad.
Did you even cook anything on it? Let it go to waste.
What?
Get a rat snake on it.
No, s'mores or something.
Okay. Laura.
Yeah.
Relationship revenge. What'd you do?
Well, it was done to me.
Okay.
So my freshman year of high school, I had my first boyfriend. And we dated for a little while, and I got bored, broke up with him, whatever. We were kids.
Uh-huh.
Ended up kind of starting to become friends after the breakup through math club and whatnot. And then we got back together.
Mm-hmm.
And then summertime comes around, and I'm getting ready to leave for summer camp. And he says, oh, stop at my house before you go. I have something for you. Like, he's going to give me, like, a teddy bear or something to snuggle.
Oh.
And turns out he gives me this whole letter detailing that the only reason he got back together with me was to get back at me and break up with me since I did it to him.
Yeah, fellas.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, take that.
Let it marinate.
Too far.
Oh, my God. The standards in this room are like, oh, Mary, I hate you. Mary.
Hey,
relationship revenge. What'd you do?
Well, actually, I didn't do it, but my sister did it about, I'd say, 40 years ago to her cheating, lousy ex-husband.
Nice.
And she caught him because back then we had fire escapes in New York and the buildings and stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were living in an apartment in Manhattan, and they had a fire escape, and she knew that he was stopping at the gal downstairs his house before work, apartment before work, you know. And so the little wiry Indian that she was, she went down that fire escape, you know, and she had a plan, went down the fire escape. Sure enough, there he was. So she knew. Well, she didn't approach him on it because she's a big guy, and I imagine she's smarter than that. So she decided to make him a beautiful bowl of Nine Lives cat food tuna salad.
Oh.
And proceeded to make beautiful rye. She said she toasted the rye bread, lettuce, tomato.
And it's cat food? That's not
the whole nine yards. He comes home from work and he says, oh, baby, that was the best tuna salad I ever had.
My favorite is I can picture her being so calm, making sure that the bread is perfectly toasted. Oh, it's so good.
And also seasoning.
My sister, my other sister made her husband Gaines burgers.
Oh, that's it's like a soft dog food, and it looks it's in a hamburger shape.
These poor pets watching them cook. I'm going to have the best meal ever. Oh, you gave it to him,
Manny.
Yeah.
What's your relationship revenge?
So I was dating this guy, and he cheated on me. So we were at a bar, and my best friend cut the guy's brake lines. Leaving the bar, the guy got in a car accident.
And, we have officially gone.
Oh, no. And you know what? He is on there.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
There's a story out that concerns me for humanity. Most parents don't enjoy reading to their children.
Oof.
I mean, the two women on this show don't have children.
No.
But Aaron, you have nephews. So do you, Erica, right?
Nieces and nephews. Yeah. Eight of them.
Don't you?
That's a lot.
Eight of them.
You have
eight of
them. What?
Wow. Eight nieces. I have two nieces and six nephews.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to get super personal on you, but I just have to. If all of your siblings have procreated that many times, there's got to be a gun to your head to have a kid.
I think it lets me off the hook.
Really? Like your parents aren't like, well, everyone else's did it. Like,
when are we getting one from you?
Yeah. My parents are like, you're the weirdo who like moves around the country and wow, you're getting married.
So there's no,
wow.
So there's no pressure to have kids. But ironically, I think my four siblings and I am one of the two who wants them the most.
You do.
Yeah, when I was single, it was getting real tough. I was really worried there were going to be no kids. Like, yeah, the clock is still on my back, you know?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And are you going to have them right away? Are you going to like try to like...
Well, I'd like to be married for a year. How did we get here?
I don't know. Well, we're gonna get to...
Yeah.
When you have them, are you going to read to them?
Absolutely.
But will you hate it?
I could see how it could get tiresome.
Oh, my God. Hack help. Is it
the best, but it is tricky because there are times like we'll do two books every night and then Leo will go, can I have an extra one?
Mm.
And it's so sweet because you're like, I want you to want us to read to you more, but also it's bedtime.
And so this is not a negotiation.
Right. But it.
Can I ask something about the reading? Does he like cuddle with you while you read?
He did sometimes just sit on my lap. And do it it's a little so bit. Sometimes much. He lays in bed. Sometimes we all sit on the floor. It just depends. Yeah.
That's it's awesome. Really sweet.
What's the, can he, is he reading along with you yet?
No, he's like, he recognizes letters and stuff. Okay. No, but he's not reading along. He like memorizes the books because we read them so many. He like knows.
Like Goodnight Moon. My kids could just like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would intentionally do wrong words and they'd be like, no. I'm like, read it. And they're like, I can't, but I know that's not the right word.
Yeah.
Like you, cause you've read that book 4,000 times. And I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't like on the 4,001st time, not tired of it.
Aww.
Not, I cannot get my brain around a human who has a kid who says, I don't like it. What's wrong with you?
This 40% of parents enjoy reading.
Oh, do like
so
it.
60 yes. do not.
Mm, well, were all of us read to as kids?
No.
To me, I don't know. Truly.
Really? That was a big thing every night I was read to.
You were?
Yeah. It was because my dad worked. He's an accountant. So he would get home and it was kind of like the handoff. Like he would do bath and stories and my mom got to like take a break. So I would pick out a book. My sister would pick out a book. And then for years. So it just became like,
would you all get in one bed and kind of cuddle or?
Like sit on the bed, yeah, because me and my sister had bunk beds for a while.
Cute.
So. Okay, so.
So I think that I'm just carrying that on. Like it was just kind of ingrained in me that reading to your kid is a thing. But if you didn't grow up that way, I could see a parent, if you don't even think about doing it, or you're like, oh, I got to buy a bunch of books. like, when's the last time I bought a book?
So here's the question that I have for you. Do you, like I just did straight reads. It's like, Goodnight Moon, Goodnight, it's like whatever. Like, do you. You know that I can't read anymore. I fall asleep. If I sit down to read a book,
you know
I fall asleep.
How?
I know how to read, but I fall asleep instantly.
It's unclear.
Okay, but
we give him tests. He's not failing.
I read the headline of this story.
Oh, gosh.
So I listened to audiobooks, and some of the audiobooks, like, what was the one I did? It was like a murder mystery thing, and like the guy reading it would go, "She said, what have you?" And he did like an Irish accent for some people.
What was that?
And then he kind of femmed it up when he was being like a girl. And like he did accents through the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you do that?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh,
my God. So, give us a sample.
I'm a theater kid. Of course I do.
You are?
Yes.
You didn't know? Oh, wow.
Shocking piece of information about you.
Yeah,
because he doesn't look like it right now. Because he's like he's Costco Dave Grohl, but
I prefer Jason Momoa. Okay, Dave Grohl's not a good guy.
You're right. Oh, right.
Yeah. But we have to put up now that we're talking about this. We need to put up your thespian pictures.
Absolutely.
Up on our
socials. I've been spending this time trying to find some free online books, and I found one called The Power of a Bandage. It's a story about Leo, as he learns the importance of bandages.
Do you want to
try it?
But it's a cold read.
Okay, yeah. Are there characters? I mean, I do voices for the characters and stuff.
There might just be Leo.
Oh. Okay.
Could you give Leo a voice?
Do you have any memorized? Like you said, you've sort of, your kids are like, give us a little sample?
We do a lot of Ninja Turtle stories.
Oh, so
like
okay.
Michelangelo's like, whoa. He's like, pizza party, dude. And then we have like some SpongeBob books where Squidward, SpongeBob.
Okay, but that one's,
you know?
Those ones are obvious. Like they already have voices.
They have voices, yeah.
Is the Michelangelo so obvious?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is one of those rare times on The Slacker Show, the show that's slackers.
Oh, God.
I'm Slacker. Hi. Then we're going to talk about somebody else.
Which one of us is the lucky one?
You know it's about you, buddy.
Uh-huh.
It's T-Hack's birthday.
Yay! Oh, yay! Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Eric and I were talking.
Okay.
I'm just going to out you for what you just said a second ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because it's your birthday. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because we went out and met the whole sales team with our new friend here, Erica, and then ended up at Ocean Prime and probably shouldn't have stayed as long as we did.
Certainly shouldn't have.
If you were listening to Erica's first show with us, the last time we did this, Erin barfed on her closed window.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. And we literally duplicated every single thing we did that night.
Except the barfing on the window.
Yeah, nobody barfed.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best part.
Right.
Anyway, but because we're feeling it a little bit, Erica thinks you're very annoying today.
I said very annoying. No. I think I said, you're going to be an annoying day. But in like the way, it's like, he's so happy. Look at his smile. He knows it's his day.
It's your day, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It's me day.
I kind of agree. I'm pretty annoying.
Why are you?
I find myself annoying.
Do you always think you're annoying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I annoy myself.
Do you really?
Yeah. And I annoy my wife. And I think I'm annoying. Definitely.
Oh, you're not. Except
today. But just today you are. And we're trying.
Do you guys not think that about yourselves? Do you never feel annoying?
No, I do, but not. I don't think it's for like the same reason.
Okay.
But yes.
Why do you think?
Well, because mine comes from like a lack of self-confidence. So I'm like always kind of searching for
approval.
Not approval, but just like some sort of. I don't know the word right now.
Yeah, everyone's annoying. It is. You're right.
Yeah.
It could be us. It could be the
reassurance.
People
reassurance. I kind of need constant reassurance, and I can totally see how that's annoying. I think Hack thinks a different reason.
I think, okay, couple things. 303-222-5423. That's our text line. Please, if you have any well wishes for T-Hack, this is your moment to like tell him happy birthday. Do you do it on purpose, though, is my question. I think...
Does he do what on purpose?
Be annoying. Because he's saying he's annoying, and here's the thing. If you want to tell T-Hack, same text line, if you want to tell him he's annoying... He'll like that more than you saying happy birthday. I swear, he gets a sick... When somebody writes an angry text about me, I am And this will invite them, and that's fine. I'm just not going to read them.
Slacker saves them.
I do.
I'm outing you. What do you mean you don't read them? You save them in a note.
I saved one. I saved one.
To read when you're sad?
Kind of. kind of.
Yay!
It was just somebody who just really... like, I hate your show, I hate everything about you kind of thing, but then just named everything we've ever talked about ever, so it's like you clearly listen all the time, but it's just, it like wrecked me, because it's like, I want to do well on the show, I want people to like me, I'm a little like Aaron in that reassurance thing or whatever. Sure. T-Hack cannot get enough criticism. What is that? Like,
I don't know. Actually, we were just talking about this last night how I started in radio. So my friend, his dad owned the radio station in our town, and he did the morning show, just a super local, small town. And he would go on vacation sometimes. So his son and me would fill in for him when we were like 14.
14?
I couldn't even drive. My buddy had to pick me up to take me there because I couldn't drive yet. And we had no idea what we were doing. So back we were playing CDs to play songs, and it's like, well, we need to play something, so let's put a Kanye CD in at the time. And it's like the people were so mad, and I remember just loving it. Like they're so mad at us.
You're
the wrong song. Like, that's so funny. Is that not funny to you?
No. Devastate me if people didn't like me.
Just go to work, man. Like, let it go, you know? You hear?
I get what he's saying.
Like, it's your
same comments. Don't bum me out.
They don't, because I'm going to tell you, people this week already. Boy, have we given our access to them? Have we given our access to the text yet?
I've read some out loud, but
yeah.
Should we just do
the ones that I think that are funny? I'm in the middle of you guys.
You are?
Yeah, where I think some are funny, and then I take some to heart.
I take all. Oh my god! Unless they say something nice, and then I don't take it to heart.
Mm.
Like
you?
Yeah.
Need therapy.
I'm telling you, I've had so much therapy, and it just they're just like, they just eventually give up.
They're right. They're like, I'm actually,
yeah,
I don't
usually
see you
put
anymore.
Them in therapy. They're like, by the end of it, they have their own therapist. Should we do a day?
Oh gosh.
Where we just read all the hate for Erica and just get it out.
I don't know if that's like fun for anyone but
you
us.
Said you like it, no, or just hate for the two people who
I
like it.
I said for anyone but us.
Oh. Really?
Like, I don't think people listening are like, yes.
Well, we've done roast us.
And yeah. Then,
like, see, and that's, I love roast. That's like my favorite, just a roast. A good. I love it. Because especially if it's something like creative enough to be funny. And it's like, I love
it. The last time we did roast, you and Aaron wrote some of the most hurtful things I've ever heard in my life.
It was about. Good.
And
really
I didn't
good.
Do anything to either one of you because I didn't want to hurt you.
You only roast the ones you love. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that.
That's true.
All right.
So you don't love us.
Happy birthday, Hack.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
If you're driving, I suggest, if you're not in traffic, pull over, because this is you're gonna need to be stopped. And go ahead. Say it again.
Why? This isn't surprising. I feel like most people.
No, it's just having the new girl 4 seconds into the show making direct eye contact with me and saying the following.
I don't even think I can say this.
Yeah, I won't look at you this time
because
that was weird.
I literally don't think I can say the last word.
Oh,
yeah, you can.
You can say relations.
Sure. Okay. I do wish I had more relations with my fiance.
This is
horrible. My mother listens to this show.
you wish you had more. I mean, obviously, I wish I had more, but that's because.
Right. Yes.
I love like you so much, boss.
And it says, by the way, the whole reason this came up is because there is a study, and most Americans do wish this.
Well, let me ask, I think, the obvious question. Erica, you're the woman in the relationship.
There we go.
Yeah.
Do it.
Why don't you have more? It seems like aren't you...
Yeah, you control it.
You're the gatekeeper. In charge of that.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm so tired.
Okay. You've been talking to my wife.
Also, I don't think I control that. Like, that is a two-way street. Both can initiate. Mm. Both can make it clear it's not happening.
But... only one person never turns it down.
Facts.
Like, we're able to.
Have
but
you
we
ever?
Don't.
Have you ever?
No.
Ever?
Even when I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna try it, And I'm like, I'm decided, like, I don't know. And then it's like, yeah, you know what? I changed my mind.
You know, take it till you make it.
I'm in.
Yeah. You're like,
you got me.
Yes. So,
was that it? Okay. I'm in. Anyway.
So, how do you want to rectify it? I mean, have you talked to him about that?
Oh, yeah. This isn't like an active issue in our relationship at all. It was just, I read this and I was like, you know what, though? I think we all work really hard. We have been real busy moving, puppy. All that.
But you have a brand new house, right? I mean, you're renting a house.
We're renting a house. Yeah, I wish it was brand new.
But like, don't you, does everybody do this when you get a new house? You like.
Chris in the rooms?
Every room.
No. You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Tia.
Yeah.
I guarantee you your fiance wants to christen every room. That's a thing. We got to check that off.
We're so tired. Like, we haven't even discussed it.
You keep saying we. I'm pretty sure he's less tired than you think.
Yeah.
Well, right. Like, yeah, there could be time for it. But I think that most people want this because we're all working. Or there's kids. Mm. Or there's a puppy. Or there's...
Mm-hmm. Aaron?
Anyone?
I'm doing great.
Okay, but you're in new.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, new relationship is different.
When do you think it tapers off? I'm curious. Because I don't...
Depends
here's
on the time you're spending together.
Because, okay, just hear me out on this.
Sure.
T-Hack, it's going to sound like an insult, but I swear there's a compliment in here.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I'm used to it.
T-Hack has no friends. His wife is his best friend.
Yeah.
When he leaves here, he cannot wait to go be with his wife and children.
Same. Not
mm-hmm.
children.
I'm not 100% sure on this. You guys are like rabbits.
I feel weird knowing this now.
He's just like, and it's not wearing off. Like, you guys, you've had kids and it's still go. Like, you're like getting after it. Like, all
Why
the
time. Why do you know that?
Because
he's mentioned it.
Yeah. Okay.
I brag about it a lot.
I'm a fan of testosterone. So men over 40 should definitely check their test levels, but I wish I had checked it when I was like 30, because your test levels go down fast. And like, when you're like 13 years old, you're in the thousands or whatever, and then you can dip down into like a number where it's just not the same. So I was like, Hack, I want you to continue having your healthy marriage or whatever.
Right.
So why don't you go get tested and checked. And he's like, no need, brother.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
And
okay.
Then, like, so
I think that would be bad for our relationship.
If you were on test.
If I was on testosterone, yeah. It would be bad.
Because
she's yeah, I'm good.
Your mom's not listening. Let it out, brother.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story. Be careful what you drink.
What?
Okay. Seriously.
Okay.
That's fairly common. I've got a story about don't leave anything behind, especially twice.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Japan.
You feel that? Uh-huh. That's an awkward amount of silence right there. Let's just leave it.
A man in Japan went to climb Mount Fuji.
Why? Mm. Why do people...
It's cool. It's cool.
Is that a big climb?
Yeah.
Mm. I would assume.
Good for
it's
him.
A mount.
It is a mount. Yeah.
Mount Fuji.
Yeah. He had to get airlifted. He couldn't make it. It was too snowy. He got a lot of...
Helicopters just coming in.
Yeah. Flight for life. Yep. But he realized when he got to the hospital, I left my phone there. Yeah. So he went back.
Where?
No. He went back to Mount Fuji, climbed it.
Hold on.
No, he got rescued. He didn't get flown back.
No.
So he climbed.
So he went back. They had to rescue him once.
Yep.
And he's like, crap, my phone.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm gonna go get it.
Yep. He returned to gather his belongings.
And then they had to go get him again.
Hey, do you remember me?
Hey, I'm still on Mount Fuji, but I got my phone this time.
Yeah.
Well, he can make it up. So he knows that.
Yeah,
so
he can't make it back down.
He knows the helicopter.
The best
will come.
Part is because of this time of year, Mount Fuji is officially closed because of climate. So.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
real idiot.
I just got an update from our news team. He's left his charger up there.
No!
So he's on his way. Scramble the chopper.
My story
Yeah.
is out of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia.
No. Oh, yeah.
Little me, Virginia.
Yeah.
No. What were you singing?
Yeah, no, he was just doing an accent.
Yeah. He just...
Oh!
That's what we do here, Erica.
No, it sounded like a song. It did not sound like an accent.
I said meet Virginia.
I said meet Virginia.
Oh, my God.
Did we do it at the same time?
We did. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so great. We don't have time for your story, man.
Well, a woman was eating at a Mexican restaurant in Virginia when she was sipping on a margarita.
Oh, I do love
when
me
all
a
of a sudden, a baby snake fell from the ceiling. Right into her drink.
What I'm sorry,
it?
A what?
It was a snake.
It was a snake.
A baby snake.
I love the snake voice. Do the, more snake voice.
The snake bounced off her head. Right into the drink. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm a snake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She said, I leaned in to take a sip. I noticed something hit me in the forehead. I looked at my husband like, what is that? Saw the snake in the margarita. Fall around. That's it. Snake in the margarita.
Snake in a margarita. All right, that was perfect. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
The snake was quoted as saying, I'm a snake. Okay. I'm a slithery little snake.
Tiak forgets that when you're doing this story, you know what you got to do now.
Oh, well, that's all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.